The story of Islam and the African American is a unique one. It's the story that spells out the verse in the Quran that you plan and Allah plans, but Allah is the best of planners. It is the story that tells the secret of the surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. When will the help of Allah come? Surely the help of Allah is near. Don't you see people enter into the religion in groves? That initially, when Mansa Abu Bakr stepped onto the shores of America, he thought that he was only seeking an expedition, an adventure. But without a doubt, he brought on those ships not only his culture, but he brought the religion of Allah. And the prayers and the chants of the Adhan that would be called out by those who traveled with him would be like the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It would be like the call of Bilal, inviting those souls to answer to that call and to say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Even when slave ships arrived on the shores of North America, I'm sure those who were navigating those ships had a different thought, had a different intention. And yet, when they plan, Allah is still the best of planners. They thought they were bringing mere cargo, those who would work for them. But in reality, what they brought was those who would work for Allah, those who would spread the deen far and wide, those who would chant the verses of the Quran, those who would write it on any page that they can find for their legacy to be discovered. They are the ones that would press their heads in sujood on the soils of America and continue to spread this deen. When Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Fath, إِنَّ فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا, that most of us think that this opening was only about the opening of Mecca. But once Allah Ta'ala opened the doors for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he opened the doors for all those who would also be the followers of Muhammad. Not only during the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did they only enter into the Meccan gates, but Islam entered into their hearts. The same way that not only did Africans enter into America, but Islam entered into their heart, and then they ushered in Islam as a religion and as a culture to be reckoned with.